Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Can I play a play with your boy, Pretty Tony? Lady Joy, my man, K. Diddy, you know what I mean? The young lady you heard just a moment ago, Kanye, coming to you live, you know what I mean? Her debut album coming out on World Movement Records, you know what I'm saying? Under the tutelage of my man, K. Diddy. What's good, K. Diddy? I see you in the building. What's happening?
Hanging like snot. But it's a new day, and it's going to be all good.
Something wrong with you, dog.
Yes, it is.
Something wrong with you. I'm not even sure how those two comparisons came, but with you, nothing is surprising.
Well, you know, you got to do your regular disclaimer.
Yep.
So let me start the show off by saying the views and opinions of KD are entirely his own and do not reflect in any way, shape, or form the opinion of the other hosts of the show. Lady Joy, what's happening, young lady?
I'm here, darling. How you doing today?
Man, you know what? We're still here. We're still in the fight. What can we do?
K. Diddy, what's up with you?
Oh, I'm all right. Everything's good. Beautiful day, beautiful Sunday. And I guess it's a blessing to be alive.
Yes, it is, especially with your snot hanging.
Finally, sound like you got some damn sense.
And whoever else happens to be on the line.
The problem is I have more sense than the average, so, you know, of course, that would be over some people's head, but we'll just...
The average what?
The average bear, the average person, the average people,
okay.
You know.
Well, you know, they say sometimes you're too damn smart for your own good, and when you're too smart, it's on the borderline of insanity. So we'll take
He's
that.
He's there.
We'll take it with a grain of salt. You know what I'm saying? We're going to, you know, this week's show. Oh, wow. What's up, y'all? I see y'all out there lighting up the switchboard. Welcome to the show, Can a Player Play? The call-in number, 646-929-2870. This week we're discussing dime pieces, but before we get into that, I want to make an inquiry, K. Diddy, about how did his speaking engagement go this weekend? You know what I mean? He was speaking on a panel about the music industry, you know what I mean? How did that go?
Oh, it was good. You know, it was quite informative. We had some people there from Sony, some people there from Universal. Also, Sony Japan was represented, and, of course, yours truly, me. Hopefully, you know, some of the people that attended the panel, you know, took away something that would help them in their careers. So
you
it was all good. Huh?
You didn't bring Vienna sausage with you, did you?
Of course, I brought some Vienna sausage, and I brought some pickles, and I brought some potato chips and some ketchup.
Okay.
You know what I mean? What's a meal without the Vienna sausage, potato chip, pickles, and ketchup?
Okay, and Kool-Aid.
And, of course,
yeah.
Lady Joy. Yeah, hold on. So, K. Diddy, we cut you off. Go ahead and finish, brother. Hopefully somebody left with something that was beneficial to them, right?
Oh, yeah. Hopefully they did. You know, they were pretty interested. It seemed like they were pretty receptive. You know what I mean? Everybody's trying to take their career to the next level.
All right. Okay. Good. Well, that's a start. Like I said, you know what I mean? Speaking of careers, you know what I mean? We brought the show in with one of your artists on World Movement, of course. You know what I mean? Kanye. That's a song off her upcoming debut album. Do you have a schedule for that yet, sir, about when you think about dropping that album?
Everybody need to go get that record talking about I Don't Want You No More, and that's only because y'all ain't got a job.
Anyway, I need a hard copy from you for that one.
You know what I mean? And also, Lady Joy, I understand you were a lady about town last night doing your thing with go on and name drop. You were a few celebrities doing y'all thing last night.
I was at a new club called Soulsberry off of Dean Martin Drive, and they had their soft opening this weekend. I hosted on Friday night, the first night. It was off the chain. They had an after party for Frankie Beverly and Maze. We had a ball. Then last night, they had an after party. Well, it wasn't exactly an after party, but it was.
Did Frankie show up?
No, it wasn't for him. It was just an after concert party.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but last night at the club, they had the Players Ball there, and they were presenting players with awards and trophies and things like that. Very nice.
How many did you get?
Well, I'm getting to that, so hush. They had these three guys from L.A. called the Scooby Brothers, and they were dressed to the nines, and they had roller skates on, and they were dancing with their suits and roller skates. It was off the chain. And then they had presented an award to Ray J and also to Flavor Flav, and for the reality shows, for the For the Love of Ray J and Flavor of Love and all of that. And all the pimps and the players and the hustlers were all up and through with their girls and their slaves or whatever you want to call them. I'm surprised Snoop wasn't up in there. But the main player up in there was Ice-T. And he was the one presenting the trophies. And also Bishop Don Juan was in the house, of course. And I was talking with Ice-T. We did a show together back in June. And I had given him a CD of Pretty Tony's Player, Step Your Game Up. And he listened to it, and he was totally impressed. And when I saw him last night, he asked me, he said, who was that guy that made that player? What is that noise I'm hearing?
I'm going to blame it on K-Diddy because I don't know what noise that is, but it's
well, he need to quit it.
Can't even blame that on me because that ain't me.
Okay, well, anyway, when I was talking with Ice-T last night, he had listened to Tony's tape, and he was totally impressed. And he told me to tell Tony that it's off the chain and you are official.
You know what I mean? Like a referee with a whistle, your boy is official.
If official. And he told me if he was up at this time today, he would give a call in.
I don't know.
They were all pretty late last night, so I don't know.
Man, enough respect to the homie Ice-T. Thanks for taking time to show a brother love. Welcome to the show. I see the switchboard doing its thing. Can a player play? This week, you know, I mean, Joy is the one who actually got this topic going a few weeks ago. We want to discuss what exactly is a dime piece. Because everybody got a different definition of what a supposed dime piece is supposed to be. You know what I mean? Because I'm sure if you ask my pimps and players, partners about what a dime piece is, you know, they're going to tell you something like, she got to be a thoroughbred. She got to be somebody who's going to not only go get the bacon, but she cook it for a player. You know what I'm saying? And there are...
That's what was up in there last night.
You know what I mean? She got to be a full-blown thoroughbred. Then there are other people who would say maybe it's physical attraction. So today we're getting into what is a dime piece, man? You know what I'm saying? So we go first of all, ever controversial, K. Diddy, what is your definition of a dime piece, sir?
Why I got to be controversial?
Because you are.
Because I'm is?
Yes.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I really got an answer for that, man. I guess that's all relative to the individual, I guess. Cause,
his dime
know,
pieces eat Vienna sausage and potato chips and pickles.
I guess my dime piece would be somebody that would consider that a gourmet meal. How about that?
Okay.
We gotta keep the perspective because if I'm eating Vienna sausage, potato chips, you know, smothered in ketchup, you know, I gotta have somebody gonna feel like that's a gourmet meal because if they wanna go to Jack in the Box, that's my last 50 cents, man. We can't get along anyway.
Well, don't forget the Chef Boyardee SpaghettiOs.
Now, you wasn't talking that shit last week when you ate it.
That's because I brought it.
You special. Weird to you, special. But anyway, we're going to rise above this. But like my man, you know what? I'm not knocking what my man said. In his mind, you got to be on a Vienna sausage, potato chips, pickle kind of level for you to be considered a dime piece. And you know what? We all human beings. We're all individuals. We're entitled to whatever our opinion is. You know
but
I mean?
Do you or do you not agree it would still be relative to the individual because one
absolutely.
Person what one person consider a dime is not the same as the next person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know guys that if the woman ain't packing at least 350, they ain't a dime.
Jeez. That's a 75 cent piece.
No, that's a quarter pound plus a few hundred more. You know what I mean?
A quarter
pound or plus.
Do we have any other callers on the line with their opinions?
Hey, they on there, press that number one. You know, you can come on in and express your thoughts. on what you think of dime pieces. You know, your boy Pretty Tony, once again, welcome to the show. You know what I mean? I'm going to throw it out there that, you know what I mean, some people would say that a dime piece is something of a physical attraction type. You know what I mean? She got to have certain dimensions before she can be a dime piece. She got to have, you know, the right kind of hair and the right kind of weave and the fingernails and toenails. You know what I mean? It is amazing how many different opinions we can go with that, because you can have the whole package and your toes don't look right, and there's some men who won't say you a dime piece.
Well, you know, Tony, it's like I said once before, the physical is what you see first, you know, and if it appeals to you, you know, that could be your dime piece. Some people are able to see past the physical by conversating with a person or conversing with a person and just seeing where their head is at. And once they see other than what they look like, that could be a dime piece to them too.
That's right. Yeah. Well, the truth be told, physical beauty don't always make you a dime piece.
Exactly. You open your mouth and say the wrong thing, oh,
you know what I mean? You'd be
big old X across your face.
You open their mouth and their grill be all tore up, and that's still a big old X.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that, and even beyond sometimes the things they say, sometimes after you get beyond the physical characteristics and you get to know this person's character, you're like, what the hell?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And that's something that with time we all learn, because, you know, be it a woman or be it a man, you know, whatever we think of dime, like some women, well, you know, when they call a brother a dime piece, you know, he got to have a six-pack, he got to have all this. But what you don't realize is he got all those physical attributes, but when you let the nigga in your house, your couch become his best friend.
Okay.
So you got the physical dime piece you was looking for, but what else comes along with the package? And that's where Tony stands always. I ask men this all the time. Once you get beyond the physical beauty and the attraction, what else going on? Can y'all have a conversation about something that's mutually beneficial to both of y'all? Or all she want to talk about is her nails and Louis Vuitton purse and Gucci glasses and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So these are questions we got to always ask us, them. You know, physical beauty is one thing, and, you know, everybody wants somebody cute, yada, yada, and all this good stuff. But at the end of the day, what else do you bring to the table? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not, unless you want some pimping stuff, it's not, you know, her physical beauty ain't going to pay the damn light bill if you ain't got it. But if you want your pimp-ish, like some of my folks from last night, like I said, their description of a dime piece is a thoroughbred.
Or a stallion.
Yeah, you got to have you a stallion in a stable, you know what I'm saying? Go out there and get the bacon and cook it.
Mm-mm-mm.
So anybody out there that got an opinion, let us know. Because Joy loves y'all feedback. We all love y'all feedback. Get at us.
Yes, press the number one, and you can come right on in.
You know what I'm saying?
And you can tell these fine people how right I am about my definition.
Yeah.
Well,
anyway.
Put your definition out there again, brother. Maybe they didn't get it the first time. Put it out there.
Well, I told you, they have to have an exquisite taste in fine dining to even compete. You know, a lot of people don't have that. You know what I'm saying? They don't have that fine taste in the better foods, should I say.
And the Strawberry Hill wines.
No.
Oh, man, y'all be tripping.
It's white port with a dash of Kool-Aid with a twist of lemon.
Okay.
Get it correct.
Now, is that fresh lemon or lemon juice out that one that you squeeze?
No, you get it from your whatever neighbor's backyard you want to get it from, it'll work.
You know,
it's a recession, y'all tripping.
Today we're discussing what is a dime piece, be it male or female. Is it just a physical thing? Is it a spiritual thing? Is it a mental thing? Or like K. Diddy said, they got to have a certain exquisite gourmet taste. You know what I mean? Each one of us got definitions because, you know, we all flawed, but, you know, some of us got the nerve to be trying to judge folks. But, you know, what is a dime piece? We're going to leave that question out there, and we're going to have my man Brian McKnight sing us a tune because, you know, we love us some Brian. So welcome. Thank you for joining Can a Player Play. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show. You know what I mean? What is a dime piece? Of boy Brent Stone, along with Lady Joy and my man K Biddy. You know what I mean? I was just doing a Twitter thing, you know what I'm saying? Hitting folks up on Twitter. For everybody that's calling in, 646-929-2870. Hit the number 1 if you want to join us. You know, give us your opinion. If you agree, disagree with what we got to say. You know what I mean? What is a dime piece, man? You know, and why, you know, why is it that everybody think they deserving of a dime piece? Because a lot of times we don't think about the pros and cons of having a dime piece, you know what I mean? The jealousy and the envy and all the other stuff that comes with having somebody or something that everybody else wants. It's headaches, y'all.
Get out the Tylenol.
You know what I'm saying? So you know, that's what we up on here discussing. You know what I mean? K. Diddy considers himself a dime piece. Joy, why are you laughing so hard? What's wrong with K. Diddy?
Yes, sir.
Are you or are you not a dime piece, sir?
Of course. I wouldn't know why she would laugh on a statement like that either. I'm just totally, totally
rude. In awe.
Yeah, that's the word. That's the word I was looking for, in awe.
In awe.
Why you can't think of, and matter of fact, we're going to have a sidebar on this discussion.
Why can't we think?
Go ahead.
How could she not agree with me on that one?
You're a dime piece. Yeah, why can't somebody think themselves to be a dime piece?
Oh, you can think all day long. Nothing wrong with that.
What do you mean you can think? They say you got to think it to be it, right?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. You can think it all day long. More power.
Well, see, the truth of the matter is some of us think it and they know it, and that's based on the furtherance of the act, meaning some people do everything, they prepare themselves, and they try to put themselves in a position where they can be considered that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, you think you got to put the work in so that you can be considered that, right?
Oh, most definitely. You know, some of us, you know, try to get the education. Some of us try to take care of ourselves physically. Some of us try to do the things that is necessary to become considered a dime piece, and there's others that don't care, you know. So those are the ones who usually let themselves go and fall by the wayside anyway, because they don't care about anything and they self first. They just don't care.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I got to know. Well, you see, we're on the sidebar. Can you will yourself and work yourself into becoming a dime piece?
Oh, for sure. You know, you got to be. You exude that confidence. Like, I know who I am and I know what I'm about. You know, others are gonna pick up on it. You know, and if you consider yourself a dime piece, whether in other people's eyes you might not be, just so long as you're convinced of it, that's really all that matters.
Okay.
Yeah, but I see some people just totally tore up, and they got that confidence. But that confidence comes from being lackadaisical in some form or fashion, and they lazy and trifling, and they don't want to do what it takes to get themselves up. So that confidence is really fake.
Yeah, but you don't know that though. You don't know that. That might what you see might be all that they have. You know. And all that they have, they're using their best and putting it their best foot forward. So that might be all that they can think, you know, can show. And we're looking at it like,
they think they're doing something.
And in another person's eyes, you know. So everybody's different. Just because they exude confidence in themselves, it could be fake, and then it could not be fake too, because they thinking that they got it going on.
My statement was referenced to the people that got on the 10-year-old K Swisses and don't want to wash them.
Got on the what?
10-year-old K Swiss tennis shoes and they don't want to wash them.
Oh yeah, I know you'd know about that.
No, I know people that fit. That's what I know about.
Oh okay. Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
So can you fake, you know what I mean? So you're saying that some people who might fake have being a dime piece, but deep down on the inside, their insecurities and stuff is basically slapping them all around.
Yeah.
Well, being insecure is one, but just being lazy and trifling is another. You know, a lot of people are insecure because they are lazy and trifling. You know, they just won't get their shit together so they can get that confidence that Joy was talking about. You know, how could you be confident when you know that you're lacking? You know that yourself. You know, you can't have it both ways. But there are some people don't want to do what it takes to get to the next level. They talk it, but they don't be about it.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, I can, damn.
Tony, anybody else coming in? Can we get any other?
Switchboard, they're listening to us. Hit the number one. You can always jump in and join us. You know what I mean? Somebody just hit me up on the Twitter and say a dime piece is somebody with a big booty. My man, if that's your opinion, hey, I ain't knocking you.
Work it.
So,
all I can say is here, two thumbs up.
You know, so.
But what if she's a butterface?
A big booty with a butter face.
Yeah. Everything is cool, but her face.
So we got the callers out there. They can hit the number one for my folks on Twitter because I'm doing the Twitter right as long as I'm doing this. You know, my man just hit me back with that, says you got to have a big booty. So, my man, you got two thumbs up from K. Diddy on that one. I would say I want to throw this into the pot that I believe a dime piece has got to be somebody who's capable of expressing a thought, or capable, you know, I'm one of these people, actions speak louder than words, and for me to consider you a dime piece, you got to exhibit certain qualities where if you're with me and, you know, say something were to happen, I wouldn't have to worry about everything falling apart.
Hey, man, let me tell you, wait, hold up, man. They got this rumor out there that you sold out for some jerk chicken and some plankton.
Oh, that's just wrong right there.
First of all, I do enjoy jerk chicken and flatten and a good soda. But you know what I mean? We can get beyond this, you know what I mean? Because it don't matter to me. I tell people all the time, it doesn't matter about your height. Don't matter about your size. Don't matter about none of that. You know what I mean? You consider yourself a dime piece. And you work to put that together, and you work hard to put yourself together. Not only I'm talking about getting dressed, I'm talking about getting your mind. The most important key to this game to being a dime piece, as far as I am concerned, is getting your mind together. Because
exactly.
Your mind makes your reality. You understand what I'm saying? So there we go. And like K. Diddy said, his context is big booty, Vienna sausages, pickles and potato chips. You gotta have an exquisite gourmet taste.
Oh, and don't forget the Cisco wine either.
There you go. Who am I?
Oh, he switches it up from Boone's Farm to strawberry, whatever, and that.
He's pretty diverse
with that.
Well, white port is the favorite.
Okay, Mr. White Port.
Okay, somebody just hit me up on the Twitter and say, if she got a butter face, that ain't going to cut it. I don't care nothing about no big booty. She got to have a good-looking face to be a dime piece.
That's what I'm talking about.
On Twitter. Okay, Hill Street.
Tell old boy over there on Twitter that paper bags come in all sizes, shapes, and colors.
Once again, I have to put the disclaimer out.
Please.
That the opinions of K. Diddy are entirely his own and do not reflect the opinion of the other hosts on this show. But I will pass your message on. Let me type it in right now. You said paper bags come in all shapes and colors. Is that what you said, sir?
Exactly. So don't let the better face cause him to be without.
Okay, you know what I mean? Twitter is real active for all my folks out there on Twitter. Thanks, man, for hitting us up. We appreciate it. For the folks on the switchboard, anytime you want to jump in, hit the number one. We'll be glad to take your call and listen to anything you got to say.
We'd love to hear from you.
You know, we're going to keep the show rolling. Let me see what's going on in the chat room. The mental, like I was saying earlier, the mental is really important to me, man. You know what I mean? Are there physical attributes that are necessary? Yeah, but that don't play an important part to me as a mentor, because you could be fine as all get out, But if you ain't got nothing else behind it, we, you know, we S out of SOL, baby. Seriously, we SOL if there ain't nothing behind the beauty, because you just eye candy. And I already know if, you know, things go south, eye candy just going to move on to the next arm. So that don't mean nothing to me, man. But there are some men who would disagree with me. Some men, you know, if you got a corn on your toe, they can't mess with you. There's some men, if your fingers look funny, they can't mess with you. There's some men, if you ain't light-skinned or Asian-looking or long hair or, you know what I mean, my chocolate sisters get knocked a lot, too. You know what I mean? But it's all gravy, man. There's a wide variety of dime pieces out there, and it ain't no one set of rules that apply to all of them, man.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
So,
and I got to say something. Myself, I'm light skin and decent hair. Not bad looking. Well, gorgeous, as a matter of fact. But
sorry, big bird to me.
But I have seen some beautiful, beautiful
bird,
brown skin. And I got your big bird, okay? We'll discuss that later. Anyway, I've seen, anyway, I have seen some beautiful brown skin and dark skin sisters. And I just did a show last week on the air about why black women hate each other, you know, hate on each other. And I feel that, it is, you know, we're a rainbow coalition, you know, and I have seen some beautiful dark-skinned women and brown-skinned women and light-skinned women, all colors. We're all colors. We have a rainbow of colors. And I don't feel that the dark-skinned sisters should be cast aside, because I've seen some beautiful dark-skinned women, more so than I've seen a lot of beautiful light-skinned women. But it depends on the person. It depends on what you see. But for me, you know, and I have no problem, because I have a lot of self-confidence in myself, and I don't have insecurity issues. And if I see a beautiful woman out there, whether she, whatever, light skin, dark skin, whatever, she's got it going on, I'm going to give her a compliment. I have no problem with that. And no, I'm not gay or none of that stuff like that. I'm just giving it, you know, giving props where props are due. And we should all do that. You know,
man,
and everybody got their own situation of a dime piece, you know?
Yes, indeed. Twitter is
spoken like a true big bird.
You know what I mean?
Okay,
Twitter,
weenie
somebody
man.
Somebody on Twitter just hit me up, and what did he say? He calls himself Louie Louie. Louie Louie just told me on Twitter, he said, stop looking at damn magazine covers and magazines trying to look for dime pieces.
Yep.
Women you see on magazine covers and in magazines are airbrushed dumbasses. Airbrushed.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. He's right. He is so right. He is
all
definitely
right.
Right.
Lord, we got you, baby. We got you. But he does have a point, though. You know what
he
I mean?
Does have a valid point. It's the
that's
fashion industry
that
has really jacked up a lot of women nowadays.
Oh, that
you know, and they think that they
man.
Can't compete. You know, and that's crazy.
You know,
I see a lot of women out there buying labels and stuff like that, and you know, spending a lot of money because it's a status symbol, this, that, and the other. I can go to the $5.99 store, put me up an outfit, you know, go somewhere else and find something else. I'm not into the labels and things like that. Be into yourself. Be into who you are instead of trying to impress other people. You know, if you find with you and how you look and you think you're the dime piece, a quarter piece, 50-cent piece, whatever, work it.
Hold on. I got to give you a round of applause for that.
I go.
Look, and I hope somebody out there listening is hearing what you got to say. You got to work with what you got. All of us ain't cut out of the same mold. You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? All
mm-hmm.
of us, you know what I mean? You know, there's so everybody got their opinion. And no matter what we say here today on this program, it ain't going to change the fact that, you know what I mean, I'm a big brother. There's some women who wouldn't consider a big brother a dime piece. While there are other women out there who love my big ass. But I work with what I got. I am who I am, and I got swagger out the mother effing building. And can't nobody tell Tony nothing about Tony, because at the end of the day, I'm only accountable for me. You know what I'm saying?
Work it, Mr. Tony.
Thank you. What you feel and how your opinion go, that's your problem. I'm over here living my life, trying to be the best me that I can be, just the way another brother is trying to be the best that he can be. You understand? We're all not given the same physical attributes. It ain't everybody that's going to be over 6 foot tall. You got certain people, if you ain't 6 foot tall, they don't consider you a handsome brother because you're short. You understand what I'm saying? And, you know, and let's not even talk about the dudes, you know what I mean? But like Joy just addressed, you know, the whole light skin and dark skin, and, you know, there's some brothers, if it ain't white, it ain't right, and whatever the things that we come up with, you know what I mean?
You know, Tony, there's a couple of rappers out there, and I'm not going to drop any names because I'm quite sure everybody knows who they are. They get on their music, or they get on in their videos and talk about they don't like dark-skinned women. And I think that is just, I think you know, they need to be banned. They need to be banned. You know, their dime piece is light skin, long hair, 20-inch waist and all that. If that's your preference, that's fine. But you don't put down other, you know, others like that. And you're a rapper, and you're trying to sell. And one guy said he doesn't like dark-skinned women, but he needs them for record sales. Well, bruh, you just blew that. How dumb can you be saying some stupid shit like that? Please.
Yeah, somebody in the PR should have got hold of that real quick.
Oh, it was all over the internet.
You understand what I'm saying? But, you know, we got the definitions, you know what I mean? And you can't get caught up in all this. You can't get caught up in this whole, be it male or be it female, you know what I mean? You know, you ride for the ladies, I'm going to ride for the fellas. There are women out there who, you know what I mean, if you ain't braided up and sagging, there's some women, if you can't buy them Louis Vuitton or Gucci, there's some women who, whatever, you know what I mean? And the brothers, it goes both ways. It ain't on no single gender. We both go to the back and forth with this up and down with this whole dime piece. Now, I'm going to tell you something, man. All that matters to Tony is I have some simple rules that I live by. You with me, you better be good to me or else you gone.
Heard
that's as simplistic as I can make it for you. That's what I consider a dime piece, somebody who holds me down. You know what I mean? Somebody who is good to me so I can in turn be good to them. Because I ain't one of these brothers who's going to put up with the malarkey and the headache. And ain't no positive aspects of my dime piece.
Yeah, there you go.
You can get gone with your fine ass face, and you can get gone with your big booty and all that if you ain't good to me. You got me messed up in the head. You know what I mean?
Any other callers, Tony?
Nah, the callers are there. Trust me, the switchboard is lit up. You know, press the number one if anybody want to check in. But like I told you, the most active thing we got going is Twitter right now. So I'm going to jump back on the Twitter and see if there's anybody else commenting on the Twitter situation here. My man, Mr. Stunton, says, what did he say? I guess he heard about it. My man, Mr. Stunton, says, yeah, I need me a thoroughbred. You know, them Jordans and stuff be expensive. Ha, 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 ha.
Get a job. Ha, 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 ha.
Okay, Mr. Stunton, I ain't gonna knock you, brother. My man said you gotta be a thoroughbred because them Jordans be expensive. How are we gonna knock him? And we just sitting up here talking about your opinion is your own, Joy. You're gonna be like, get a job.
I'm not knocking. But he's making reference to he needs a woman to buy him some shoes. Why, he can't buy his own? I'm just asking.
Okay.
I mean, maybe he said it was a present. It was a gift. You know, whatever. But I'm just asking.
You know what I mean? And once again, thanks to my folks on Twitter who's getting at us. Thanks to the folks on the switchboard who are just tuning in to listen to us. That's all right. Listen to the sound of our voices. Every Sunday we're here, 2:30. We try to discuss this, you know, a little bit of everything. You know what I mean? We might even get off into some politics in a moment. You never know. You know, matter of fact, is our president a dime piece? There y'all go.
I think some women think that he's fine. You know, he's got that swaggeration thing going on, you know, which is cool. When I went to go see Frankie Beverly and Maze on Friday, they had a comedian in there, and he said the same thing. He said, isn't our president great? He's got that swagger. And if you watch Obama walking, you can see he got that swaggeration thing going on. He's like, yeah, I'm the man.
You walk like a basketball player, don't
you? Okay. I'm the man all up and through here.
hold on. I think this done triggered somebody. Hold on here. Somebody got their hand up. Let me let him up in here for a moment. Hold on.
Please.
Bear with me. The switchboard doing its own thing. Go ahead, 813. You're on.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Hey.
hey, Joy. How you doing?
Fine.
I've just been here listening, just waiting for an opportunity to make a comment, and you guys finally found something that, you know, tickles my fancy. And I would definitely say Obama is most definitely a dime piece in anybody's definition of a dime piece.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, we're going to ask you to go into that a little bit more. Why do you think our president is a dime piece?
He's just got it going on. He's like the ultimate. The ultimate man, the ultimate husband, the
ultimate
leader.
President.
Who told you that, Michelle?
Who told me that?
Yeah, did Michelle tell you that?
No, she didn't have to. I'm a woman, and I know what a woman is looking for in a husband, and I see the way he respects her. I can see it with my own eyes.
Oh, I know. I know what's up now. You've been talking to Hillary.
All right.
I know what's up now. You've been talking to Hillary. That's what's up.
Wow.
All right. You're wrong, as usual, okay, Diddy?
Well, at least if you think I'm wrong, I know I'm on the right track.
Not at all.
You know what I mean? But it is what it is, though. So you say Mr. Obama is a dying piece. Well, we're going to go on and roll with that. We can't knock you. You know what I mean? Everybody got their opinion. Joy kind of tippy-toed around it and said some women may think he's a dying piece, but she never spoke her opinion. So
I think he's a total dime piece. I told you, he got that swaggeration thing going on. You know, he got that confidence. He's exuding like, hey, I'm the man. I'm running things all up and through here. That's very attractive to women. And, yes, I do think he's a dime piece. Go ahead, Obama.
Okay. Obama is a dime piece. All right.
Don't hate.
I ain't hating. You know
participate.
I mean? I am participating. You know what I'm saying? I'm very proud of the brother. Why shouldn't he be a dime piece? Brothers don't get enough credit as far as I'm concerned, but you know what I mean? Oh, I think we lost K. Diddy. Let me let him back in. I think y'all hurt his feelings.
He's lost anyway. He's always lost.
K. Diddy.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
well, if Joy is saying I'm lost, I know I've been found.
Okay, they was up on here talking about you hating because Obama is a dime piece, but I'm snitching. Joy said it.
Okay, whatever. Yeah, well, you know, he can't keep up with that, so.
You know what I mean?
Because I could see K. Diddy now having boxes and boxes of Vienna sausage shipped to the White House. Okay, and bags of Lay's potato chips, and don't forget the SpaghettiOs.
I have to expose people to the finer things in life. How else you think they're gonna get it?
Yeah. Anyway,
some people are slower than others.
Anyway, do we have any other callers calling in, Tony?
They're sitting on the line. All they got to do is press the number one right now. I'm surfing through Twitter and the chat room. What we're going to do is take another quick little musical break because, you know, sometimes a brother who ain't a dime piece be wondering this question right here. And ladies, and when I come back, Joy, I want to know why. Y'all treat us like this.
Yeah.
Because we can.
Yeah.
Some things might pass and some might not others might not. So, but look at all the presidents. You know, they've always had other people behind them, and you need to do this, you can't do that, and so on and so forth. But I'm hoping, you know, that his decisions will pass. But being this a first black president, he is catching it. But he's still holding strong. And I give him props for that.
And
he's
so
catching
still
it. He's
a dime piece.
I sure do. I sure do.
Right.
And always will.
And we rolling with that one. You know what I mean? Like I said, I threw it out there before, and we're very happy. You know what I mean? Because we just really got the Twitter hookup this week, and that's really where all of the action is jumping off right now. For everybody else, call in number 646-929-2870. Can a player play? Hit the number 1 if you got something to say. And, you know, we're talking about definition of a dime piece.
We'd love to hear from you.
Man. What exactly defines a dime piece? You know what I mean? We probably ain't never going to get the answer to that, but that don't mean we can't talk about it a little bit. Each one of us has a varying opinion. And so I'm going to stay on the ladies for a moment because sometimes the ladies don't shine enough. Passion, you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Passion, since I got you on the line and you kind of, normally you so heavily opinionated, I'm going to bring you out your shell today. I'm going to kind of pull you out a little bit. You shouldn't have pressed one, but I'm glad you did.
Okay,
what
I'll
is your definition of a dime piece? What is your, what do you, what makes a man a dime piece to you, Passion?
I think what you said earlier is the definition of a dime piece. It's whatever akin to the individual who's looking for the dime piece. It's whatever their definition of a tin is.
Okay.
Different strokes.
I'm gonna keep that to myself.
You're keeping it to yourself. Is that what you said?
Yep.
As far as my own personal opinion of what a dime piece is. Yeah.
Hey, different strokes for different folks. You know.
That's correct.
I'm almost hurt. You could at least just tease us a little bit, because now you got my curiosity going and my mind running all willy-nilly over here. Like, what question got up her sleeve? She's trying to hide from us. She don't want to just say a little bit of a, okay, Passion, I'm going to let you off the hook, but you got to at least tell us one thing that would make a brother a dime piece to you.
Intelligence is high on the list.
Okay. Oh, you took the easy way out. All right. All right. Okay. I'm gonna accept that because it's not that kind of show where I got to be just all digging into you. So now, what was the name?
So what you wanted to say that he got big feet and big hands?
I was gonna say, well, no matter what it would be, you're gonna find something to, you know, try to, you know, tear away at it, and so I'll just leave that as my own personal definition.
Okay.
Lady Joy, back to you. Tell me about what a brother needs to be a dime piece to Lady Joy. You ain't got to get in depth. You know, like two or three things.
Like Passion said, you know, he has to have some he's got to have intelligence. You know, he has to have that inner peace with himself. He has to have, everybody comes with issues, but, you know, have confidence, you know, show that, you know, you exude confidence and you know you got it going on, and that's attractive to me, and I'm quite sure to a lot of other women. You dress nice, you know, don't be dependent on a woman to take care of you. You can do it yourself, you know, and just be able to have a hold a good conversation, and just.
But hold on, I'm gonna be K. Diddy-ish for a minute right here.
Oh no!
Something outrageous like he would say, like, you know, some women like taking care of men, and that's required of them for you to be their dime pieces for them.
But you asked me what I think of a dime piece.
Okay,
I'm quite
all
sure.
Right.
There's some other women out there. They don't mind taking care of their man, and, you know, and whatever blows up your skirt. If that's what you want to do, handle your business. But for me, dude has to come correct, you know. You come with a nice smile, a nice conversation. You have your own. You're not looking at me to take care of you. You got confidence in yourself, and you're working it. You know, you're friendly. You can hold a conversation. Nice looking. Keep yourself together. Yeah.
That's both my shoes leaning to the side, but I'm a nice guy.
Well, it depends. You might have had those 10-year-old shoes that K. Diddy was talking about, you know. But, you know, well, let's talk. Let's see what's going on with you. I've seen some women with some runover shoes, too, that had it going on.
Now, their toes be hanging out the front like a kickstand.
You would know.
All you got to do is pay attention.
That's okay. What you look for.
LBK406 on Twitter said, the woman on here trying to not, what? The women on here trying to avoid the most important thing. They need a brother to be packing. Tell them to keep it real.
Oh, please. You know, it's not always the size of the boat. It could be the motion of the ocean. And if you ain't got that, big deal. You just got a ocean liner that's about to sink.
LBK, whatever. Oh, really dope. That's the thing about Twitter. This thing be coming in so fast. But, man, Twitter is active today, and we appreciate all our folks on Twitter.
Yes, we do. We love it. We love it.
That's hitting us up, you know what I mean? So you said it depends. Maybe it's a 10-year-old shoe. So what you trying to say? You wouldn't buy the brother a pair of shoes, Lady Joy?
No, you were the dude was up there talking about we faking and shaking because, you know, it has to be about a dude packing. You could pack plums, okay? And that don't mean jack if you ain't got nothing to back it up. Okay?
Ooh, I'm going to leave that alone because I got my own personal opinion on that because I spend a lot of time with women.
Wait a minute. Okay, it's always, believe me, it's always good to have a brother packing. But after the passion and the fascination is done, you got to come with more than that. But
okay,
it depends on the female, okay? It depends on the female.
Here you go.
She might have got that whip appeal, okay? He got that whip appeal on her.
And so, you know, I'm going to get back over on the fellas for a minute because I ain't going to let us off the hook because a lot of brothers get so caught up with tits and ass and, you know, stuff of that nature that they don't spend the time doing the research onto what the hell else is going on. And that's just their definition of a dime piece. You know what I mean? A face with an ass and titties and you good to go. You're not realizing you are letting the devil up in your midst. You know what I'm saying? So to my brothers out there, you know, a lot of y'all still thinking with y'all dick. A lot of my brothers, I was guilty of it too. I ain't gone front for years, but I'm trying to get my grown man on now. But we out there and we thinking with our dicks, and a dime piece to us is just a face with ass and tits. You know what I mean? That moves us. But you know what I mean? If you're looking for a relationship, it's hard to build a relationship on just that. You know what I mean? Especially with me personally, you know what I mean? Because I got to be able to have some kind of conversation with you that involves some measure of using a little bit of intellect or talking about some realistic stuff. And if you get lost in that, what else use are you to me?
Well, some people can't even think at all. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's true. Ooh, I agree with you.
Yes, indeed. That's a very good sign, and we'll take it, too. You know what I mean? But can I play a play? You know what I mean? We up in here. We doing our thing. Twitter, you've been so active with us. The chat room ain't been jumping off. I see my folks on the switchboard. Thank you so much for joining us. Y'all are always so appreciated. Tell a friend. We do this every Sunday, 2:30. We come up on here. Lady Joy attempts to keep the fellas in check. You know what I'm saying? I see we just lost K. Diddy, but he'll be back. We just going to keep riding with him.
And my girl Passion, she got my back too. She helps me keep y'all in check.
Yeah, I'm still kind of hurt. You know, this is the first time Passion has ever held out on me. Normally she just
she don't want to tell all her secrets,
you know,
dude.
She just ride and just let it fly, and that's what I. But you know what?
You're saying you're a ride or die chick, girl.
I'm gonna let it fly this one time, Pastor, because normally you do come through and, you know what I mean, lay them opinions on us out there. You know what I mean? But K Diddy, we lost you, brother. We miss you. Come on back. I think you are in the wind. But it don't matter. We still gonna keep the show going. I'm gonna have to jump back on Twitter in a minute, see what else is going on. But in between time and in between time, I'm gonna lay something on you from the world movement artist Kanye once again. Here she goes. Hey, hey, welcome back to the show. Can I play a play? Coming to you live. You know, we come through here every Sunday, 2:30 p.m., and we chop it up. You know, me, K. Diddy, Lady Joy. We kind of lost K. Diddy for a moment. We're going to keep rolling. Lady Joy.
Yes.
My man LBK on Twitter hit me back and said, it ain't no motion in the ocean. It's the size of the boat in the ocean. Keep it real.
Well, yeah, that always helps, you know. That helps. But if you don't, if that's all you got going on, that, you know, it's like next, move on to the next one, you know, because that's all you got. If you're trying to get into a relationship, if it's a hit it and quit it type of thing, okay, cool, you know, work it. But if you're going for the long term, you got to come with more than just that, bro. Oh, you know, one night stand, hey, cool, we can do that. But if you're looking for something more than that, you have to come correct.
All right, okay, that was for you from Lady Joy, because you got back at her with the quickness. You understand what I'm saying? So, Lady Joy, you know, we're getting out to the side of the segment of the show now where I got to ask you questions like, what you got up and coming right now? How are things going over at the radio station? Are you back on a day?
No. Well, I'm going to be I'm on Mondays on J-Rock Show. We got issues because I told them, I said, you and Franklin G, you know, that y'all cool, but it's a lot of testosterone flying up in there, and you need some female influence, and it's been working out for the past couple of weeks. So I'll be on tomorrow night, 7 to 9. 88.1, give us a listen, call in with your opinion, because I love to hear from other people about what they think and what's going on with them. And, you know, who knows, it could help, you know, whatever somebody else is going through might be able to help somebody else deal with what they're going through. And we put it out there like that.
All right, well, and also there's the web. They can check you out on the web with that too, right?
That's right, power88lv.com. You can even see us in the studio when we're in there tripping and cracking up and just having fun and stuff.
Right on, man. Y'all might not realize, but we're dealing with an industry vet here. Been in the game about, what, 20-something years, Lady Joy?
That's right.
You know what
That's
I'm saying?
Right.
Normally I'd have my man K. Diddy here to say something funny, but we lost him. But, you know, we're going to keep K. Diddy. We miss you, even though you're the one who makes us put our disclaimer out.
Well, we know he's a lost cause anyway. But we love him. We love him.
So, yeah, you know what I mean? As for your boy, Pretty Tone, yours truly. You know what I mean? You got to go get a copy of the book, Playerology, Player Step Your Game Up.
And don't forget that he was totally endorsed by the King Player himself.
Tony's
official.
So appreciated. You know, that, like you said, that's the man himself, Mr. Ice-T. So good looking, brother. Thanks for the love. Thanks for even taking time out of your life to check my creativity out. I do appreciate it because, you know, I would feel to be a young up-and-comer in this game, you know what I'm saying? So that's what we're doing. Come through, see what's cracking over at www.worldmovement.com. Got a lot of projects in the work. Kanye, you just heard two of her songs. We got the compilation album coming out called West Coast Bangers. I don't know if K. Diddy got Joy her copy yet. If he hasn't, get at him. You need a copy of that. You need the radio version, though.
Yes, I need the radio version because they're not going to be playing people cussing
you know,
and all of that crap.
Yeah, a lot of work with right now come through.
Mm-hmm.
Getting ready to finalize the third book, you know, in the trilogy. Who
right.
is she? What is she to you? The book is in the process of production and getting it all straightened out right now. But we're going to keep it working like that. And, of course, you can check us out here. Every Sunday we come through as a unit and work together and do what we need to do.
Exactly. And don't forget, Tony, don't forget K. Diddy's show on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah,
I am indie.
Yeah. Check my man.
For all the independent artists out there, you want to showcase your stuff, tune in to IamIndie.com or go to worldmovement.com.
Yeah. Thanks for reminding me about that.
Yeah, and
you
can see it all right there.
Yeah, I am indie every Wednesday. Check my man out. Mm-hmm. KD, right here on Blog Talk, you know what I mean? And we're going to keep it working like that. Lady Joy, as usual, it has been such a pleasure.
I totally enjoyed myself, as always.
Lady Passion, thanks for jumping in. And, you know, you say our president is a dime piece. We're going to just leave it that our president is a dime piece. You know what I mean? Each one of us got our own opinions of what dime pieces are. But, you know what I mean, at the end of the day, to each his own, who are we to knock anybody?
There
so join
you
us
go.
Next week. Same bat channel, same bat place. Kind of play a play right here on Blog Talk Radio, 2:30 p.m. Tell a friend to all the folks on Twitter who helped us keep it so active. And this is the first week I've ever done it. We definitely appreciate you. And to all the lovely ladies out there, like my man Julio Iglesias said, I'm glad you came through my door. You understand what I'm saying? So peace out. Keep loving. Keep laughing. And keep enjoying life. It's too damn short anyway. On that note, Method Man, Red Man, up out this peace.
Dedicated to all the beautiful people in the house. You know who you are. Yeah. Red Man, Method Man, Blackout 2. Hair and nails done up. Girl, you got your whack together. You get the thumbs up. Your raw footage is uncut. Frontin' like them goodies is untouched. We both knew this money, this young buck's mine. You ever take a trip to Shangri-La? Too many hardships, the hardest one is saying goodbye. Look here, time is money, let me save you some time. And in your spare time, fully understand I'm a rare find, huh, you know? So pick a date and pick a place and we there for sure. Slow up the pace, this ain't a race, and there you go. I'm dope money, girl, that mean I got cash to blow. She love it though, she's so international. Not around the way, around the world, and you can stump we around you girls, but you're classy though. I'm feeling your vibe, you're feeling the high. The G4 is ready to fly, is you ready to ride? Let's go. Now we can breathe, we can lay on the beach, you know. Then hit the sheets, I'll let you play with my feet, you know. She keep it low, she's so international. Hey, I like a girl that'll roll me up, you know. With pretty feet, cook me something to eat, you know. You're not a groupie, you're international. You know me, girl, who I be, girl. The big whale that bailed out of SeaWorld. What's your name? Show me ID, girl. You look black and a little Chinese, girl. Hey, wait a minute, where you going, shorty? Trying to sneak past me like you ain't ballin'. You look sweet like sweet, baby, call me. Matter of fact, wasn't you on Mara? I'm just playing. Hey, Miss Thang, hey, Miss Thang, how you going, Miss May? I got tickets, let's roll to the Knicks game. You Tina Marie and baby, I'm Rick James. Excuse me, where you going, mama? I want to change, I voted for Obama. Bring in the new, kick out the old timers. Let's talk while we going to meet your mama. I like a girl that's thick in the waist, you know. The kind of girl that'll finish a plate, you know. You're not greedy, you're international. The type of chick I like a wheel of your bike, you know. Rock the mic, roll the Philly up tight, you know. I like it though, she's so international. Seems to me, you a queen to be. You mean girl, but you don't mean to be. Got your crown and your throne, little castle. You can rest your dome and we can smoke a little, you know. Getting that dough, let's get it and go on this cruise. I'm taking it slow, you painting your toes, and it's cool. Dude, I'm with you like an overnight celebrity, miss nothing to lose.
Hey, Miss Lady, my Boricua. I heard your apple palm like Bonita. Your accent telling me you from the east side. Take off your shoes, you're about 5 feet high. I get high. What about you? A jungle brother and baby, I house you. Your feet looking real good in them house shoes. You're not a groupie, you're international.
Sometimes it's just the simple things you do. that keep a brother wanting you. That's what a dime piece is. That's what's required of a dime piece. Just some of the simple things in life sometimes. You understand what I'm saying? And that's how we roll up on here, Can I Play a Play? Your boy Pretty Tony riding with you in the last minutes of the show. And we were talking about dime pieces today. What is required to be a dime piece? Who is a dime piece? Where can we find he or she? You know what I mean? Some sisters say they're looking for a good man. Some brothers say they're looking for a good woman. So where are the dime pieces? I don't know. From what we gather today, it's a personal thing. You understand what I'm saying? So we're going to keep it rolling real player-like right now. Can a player play? Holler at your boy. Player Olive G in the building.
Trying to show you something, shorty. Hey, baby girl, they say the world is a beautiful place, right? I'm trying to help you open your eyes and see that. Yeah. Shit, cool shit, real player like. Hey, shorty, we can do it real player like. We can go a few places that you say it like. See what a day is like when you be my head like. Girl, just lay back, I do it the way you like.
Ooh, today's the flyest day, just the way we sway.
Burgers alone and make a steak upgrade. I'm filet mignon with a tape of fade. I see things clear through these Marc Jacobs shades. Like the clarity in these jewels that Jacob made. You sleep better knowing you gon' wake up paid. Hairstyle, nails foul, makeup made. Take your shock South Beach, shake up date. In the drop top phantom with the draped up blades. I'ma stop by the barber. You can hit the shops in the harbor. Then get the chops or the lobster. Prime 112, dinner for dose. We begin with a toast and with a dose. Sort of like green Sheba, rolls in a cohiba. It's Sunday, so you know how the forge is. Weather gorgeous, not a cloud in the sky. We can show the world how to be fly, yes. Hey shorty, we can do it real player like. We can go a few places that you say it like. See what a day is like when you be my air like. Girl, just lay back, I do it the way you like.
Today's the flyest day, just the way we sway.
If you wanna act Hollywood, fine. But shorty, let's do it when we sitting on the hills like the Hollywood sign. And every man lies, but not every man flies. Privately to Van Nuys. Range on the runway, drive with the pop doors. Straight to Barney, something we need to stop for. She like it's early, what we gonna shop for? How about green grass breakfast, top floor? Later on, Fred C or Max Fields. Real player like dress, good black heels. No Hanas, we could do katanas. You, me, and ooh, we marijuana. Then slide through high, might include mood. Maybe go to area, if it's in the area. The Friday's young, try things my way, hun. Malibu ride, highway 1-1.
Nothing is too much, everything you touch turns to gold. You make me better,
you make me better.
I'm fly as I can be, but when you're with me,
yeah.
I can't help but notice,
hey,
I'm focused.
Bring the Maybach, we got a long way to go. Just lay back, you had a long day, I know. And they whack, do it the wrong way, I know. I play back, but had a song playing low. While we six deucing, let you fix goosing. A glass with some ice, maybe mix juicing. On the way to L.I., well I could've took the hell out. But we do more behind wheel. Hampton home, two floors for 9 mil. Real player like, two doors from Seinfeld. White marble, new floors that shine still. And the help keep food store, wine chill. Hey, you gotta live one day, right? Well, how about from Friday to Sunday night? Them back for they notice, back up and Lotus. Let the world know we back and we focus, shorty. We can do it real player like. We can go a few places that you say it like. See what it is like when you be my air like. Girl, just lay back, I do it the way you like.
Say it's the flyest day, just the way we swing.
We'll be right back. don't believe in shooting stars, but she believe in shoes and cars. Wood floors in the new apartment, couture from the store's department. You more like love to start shit. I'm more of the trips to Florida, order the hors d'oeuvres, views of the water, straight from a page of your favorite author. And the weather's so breezy, man, why can't life always be this easy? She in the mirror dancing so sleazy, I get a call like, where are you, Yeezy? And try to hit you with the old wopsy, till I got flashed by the paparazzi. Dang, these niggas got me, I hate these niggas more
as
than
I
got
call, I know you love to show off, but I never thought that you would take it this far. What do I know?
Been a while, sweetheart, we hardly talk, I was doing my thing. I know what was fair, baby, hey, babe, late, you've been all on my brain. And if somebody would've told me a month ago, front and oh, yo, I wouldn't wanna know. If somebody would've told me a year ago, it'd go get this difficult. Kinda like Katrina with no FEMA, like Martin with no Gina. Like a flight with no visa, first class with the seat back, I still see ya. In my past, you on the other side of the glass of my memories museum. I'm just saying, hey Mona Lisa, come home. You know you can't roam
as
without
Caesar. I recall, I know you love to show off, but I never thought that you would take it this far. What do I know?
Kanye said about them flashing lights, man. Look, man, life on this planet is too short. It's basically a vacation, man. So you might as well enjoy yourself, make the best of it that you can, and keep it pushing. And you might just have a secret rendezvous like my man called Thomas. Stop.
Ballet.
For them to bring me my car.
And if I remember correctly.
Little mama, you don't need
and I'm having all the